Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
I'll watch it on my.
Hey, brother, I'm on record for a moment. What is this place, anyways? What is this place?
You don't need to film me.
Oh, I'm doing a documentary. Listen here.
I don't care. I don't want to be
This
filmed.
Is America, you dumb son of a bitch, okay?
You dumb son of a bitch. I'm a private person, and
I'm
don't want
a fucking American,
fuck
you stupid fuck.
Fuck
I can ask you anything
film.
I want.
Film, and I can tell you no anytime I want.
You're a fucking baby raper on your face, okay, cocksucker?
You want a baby raper? You're the one who looks like a baby raper.
Baby raper,
would you
Chomo.
Escape from jail?
What's up there, Chomo? Listen here. What do you guys, how do you get a job here, there, fuck face?
Well, not by talking like that.
Well, you know what? You're fired, bud.
No, okay?
You're talking to me. I'm a fucking American,
guy.
You fuck.
Come on, tough guy.
You're the one touching
teeth.
My camera through the
grit
fence,
teeth,
you faggot.
Come on,
I'm going to talk to the sheriff's department about you, buddy, okay?
Go get him. Go get him.
And I'm going to see.
Go get him.
Well, they're going to watch it on the internet.
Go get him.
Well, how do you get a job here?
Not by
tough
talking
boy.
Like you. Not by talking
Are
like you.
Like what? You guys are the ones all scared of the camera. Look at you. Look at you. You know what? You're fired, okay? You didn't follow proto. What do you, how do you get a job here?
You know what protocol is?
Yeah, I take cops' badges all the time doing it. You know who you're talking to? A retired double agent there,
I'm
you fucking retard. You're talking to a man that just ruined your fucking life, okay?
You just walked from the insane asylum, buddy.
You just lost your life, okay, as far as your job goes.
You threatened my life?
No, I told you your job.
You threatened my fucking life?
Job, bitch.
That's not what you said, asshole.
Well, we're changing it to job because you're taking it out of context there. What's your name, anyways?
What's yours?
Peterson Connell.
Is that two last names?
You've just ruined your life.
That's a lie.
You want to see my ID?
No, I don't want to see your ID.
How do you get a job here?
Why would you want to know?
Because I work all the time all over the country.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
I wear these little wire things. See these wire?
You're only not
you just got your job there, buddy. It's baby raper on your face clothes, okay? Okay? Ta-ta there, retard. You didn't follow proto, buddy. You're done. Oh, you don't have no authority over me, bitch. Take it easy, fuckhead.
Wait, where was that guy
Let's
working?
Go.
What's going on there?
Welcome to the Mug Off, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. We got a special guest this week, live via the magic of Zoom, Greg Larson.
Hello.
How are you, brother?
Hello.
Yeah,
thanks for having me on.
I've been very excited about this episode, Greg.
Mm. One of the all-time. Sorry,
I can see that from the Zoom that you guys aren't doing any social isolation.
Well,
social distancing.
Wait, whoa. What do you mean, Greg? We're all in separate
this
locations.
This is green screen, brother.
Yeah,
it's the magic of
I'm
yeah.
calling the fucking cops, cunt.
This is I've never actually spoken to a snitch, and I'm very excited to do it on record.
Mm. Yeah. What the fuck was that video? What was
yeah?
The,
where was
what,
he?
That really.
Someone just sent it to
really
me.
Really kicked off real quick.
He's just some kook that walks around filming his whole life. You know those types of people. And I was just like, someone sent it to me, and I was like, oh my god, this is the fucking best thing I've ever seen. Tata retard is like the funniest thing I've ever.
He definitely has one of those free man on the land kind of attitudes. Like you can tell he's one of those guys that's going to get arrested by the cops and start going like, technically you actually can't arrest me, dude, because I actually...
Are you a federal officer? Are you a federal officer?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, are you a federal officer?
I'm a double agent, idiot. I'm a double agent.
That's the best part. A double agent. Does he not know what a double
agent
is?
I'm a retired
is?
Double agent. Double now I'm just working for the Russians.
Double agents don't say they're double agents. They don't. That's not. You don't open with that when you're a double agent. Fuck. I fucked the whole thing. I said I was a double agent. I fucked it.
I like to think that that's how he orders sauce at a fish and chip restaurant. Like, what kind of sauce you want? Tartar retard.
Man, It's not going to get better than that. The rest of this episode is going to be downhill.
Fuck, what a rocket. What a rocket to kick us off. Fucking hell. How's isolation treating you, Greg? How you find it all?
Oh, man, I'm living the dream. I'm slowly going insane.
I get all my news from your Twitter feed.
Thank you. I think my Twitter feed is very reasonable, very down to earth, very level headed.
Man, I can't believe the amount of people that are like, fuck, Greg's gone mental. I'm like, have you cunts even been following Greg for that long? Like, he does this all the time.
I thought you were gonna back me up. Like, no, man, he's actually quite reasonable. But no, you're just saying I'm always
even mental. It's like this is what Greg does. He picks a topic and just fucking, hey, man, here's everything about it. It's sick.
Yeah, yeah, man. If you think that's mental, the amount of times that I have called ScoMo's office, and fucking, that's shocking. It shocks even me. It's
normally when people are like, I've been calling so much they've turned the lines off. I'm like, is he serious? Like, Greg's serious. He's done that. He's used all these 3 minutes.
Well, have you got through to the big man or what?
Have I got through to him? No, but I tell you who I did get through to. Legitimately, Bill Shorten.
Sick. Oh,
very approachable.
I talked to Bill because Bill Shorten is my federal member. Like, I live in his electorate. And I had sent him an email, something along the lines of like, hey, can't close the schools. saying it nicely, like, hey, can you get the school? Because, you know, I got friends who are teachers and my partner's a teacher and I was going out of my mind, right? And so I sent him an email saying, you know, I hope you're doing everything you can to close the schools. I reckon maybe an hour later, I get a phone call from a number I didn't recognize. I answered it and he's like, hey, Greg, this is Bill here. How you doing? And I'm just chatting.
Yeah.
I'm just having a chat with Bill Shorten. Like, he must have nothing to do with it. Like, he must. It was fucking crazy.
You know, he's in the office pointing to his colleagues, being like, I've got Mr. Oily on the line.
I did actually. I mentioned Tonightly because he was on Tonightly. I thought he might have seen the email if I mentioned Tonightly. So maybe, he knew it.
Yeah, that's for anyone who hasn't seen that, look up Mr. Oily on YouTube and get ready to see some biting satire if you've ever seen it. It's about that's how much you hate Italians, isn't it? That was my takeaway.
That's one thing that I need to be clear about. I'm racist against the Italians. That's my...
Well, let's just take that sound bite and turn the podcast off.
Run it.
Put a depressor, yes. Oh, fuck. It's so good to see you, Greg. You actually took my old room in Sydney. I remember I moved out. And
I did, yeah. I think I slept in your
bed.
Yeah,
we had a gentleman's agreement. You wouldn't jerk off in there.
Yeah. Well, mate, you know, sometimes agreements, you know, things happen. You know, times change.
You had your fingers crossed behind your back.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Up his asshole.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It's too funny. Do you want to take the lead there, Cameron?
Look, I think we're going pretty good there. You're a real riff killer, Jerry. Fucking hell. We're just having a chat and you're like,
you're a stiff killer. I had a hard on before I started talking to you.
I couldn't be prouder of that, to be honest. Killing boners. Greg, I don't know if you've listened to this before, this podcast. I have spoken to you about it, but you've told me some fucking great mug off stories. Can you share any of them with us?
Yeah, live from Melbourne.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a bunch. Do you want me to start? I mean, I feel like I've been mugged off, just in the last 20 minutes. I was up at Bunnings.
Yes,
and just every dog up there, like everyone at Bunnings is just a low breed dog.
Yeah, sick.
It's pathetic. They're pathetic people. I went and got some of those. You know those automatic dispensers that dispense bug spray, you know, it goes every few minutes.
Yeah.
I went and got some of them and they said they had batteries included and some dirty dog had raided them all to take out the batteries so they all didn't have batteries.
What size?
Because some guy was like, I want to get free batteries by going into Bunnings and stealing them from the guy that's going to buy a fucking raid insect repellent dispenser. Now I've got to go back to Bunnings like a moron.
You know that cunt's putting
them
in.
Off
he's
in
putting
them
in a
minutes.
Discman too.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
What size battery?
And force it like it was the 9-volt.
Ooh,
so like he,
very
he
rare.
Would've, he would have like. Yeah, very rare. He's probably running around right now putting his tongue on both hands going, oh, yes. Fucking yes.
Finally, I feel something.
Yeah. So that was a mug off. My earliest ever mug off, I think, the mug off that happened to me that really shaped me as a person was my teacher
Fuck
in grade
yeah.
three.
Oh.
I had a teacher in grade three, and she was, and I don't mean to you know, when I say this, I mean to say it sincerely. She was a fucking bitch. Like, she was.
Don't take this the wrong way. Like, a real cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she was one of the worst people. So she used to make fun of me all the time, right? She would always, she would literally pick on me in front of the other kids. Like, and I remember once she, we had like a new PE teacher, right? And he was being introduced to the class. And she actually went, oh, that's Greg. He's the dumbest kid in the class.
Oh, my Lord.
And then I was just like, what the fuck? And then she turned to me and she goes, hey, Greg, who's the premier of Queensland? We're in Queensland at the time. And at the time, it was Wayne Goss was the premier. But I, as a kid in grade three, I knew that, but I couldn't think of it off the top. And she goes, who's the premier of Queensland? And I went, and then she goes, it's Wayne Goss, Greg. God, you're so yeah, dumb. Like
this fucking dipshit 8-year-old like knows teacher. Nothing about politics.
Yeah. And like as if like the PE teacher is gonna go, fuck, this loser doesn't even know who Wayne Goss is. Like what a fucking dumb cunt.
This
like,
child.
Yeah. This actual
We're gonna make
kid.
Him pay for that T-ball.
Fuck, T-ball, that's another one. I used to play T-ball and as soon as I went up to bat, people would go, oh, Greg's up, and then they'd run. Fuck you. You've just brought up and you've mugged me off by bringing up a new mug off. But back to my teacher, she used to pick on me heaps. And there's a weird, I don't know, there's such a weird story about this, right? But there was one day when we were doing maths and she was talking about this perfume she had because she said 7 + 4 = 11. And she said, I've got this perfume called 7411 and it's this really gross perfume and it stinks. It's no good. And I remember as a kid even thinking like, why are you telling me about your fucking perfume? Like what? She'd always go off into tangents and stuff. Anyway, she said, I'll bring some in and you can see it and I'll show you this perfume. It's horrible. I'll bring it in for the next show and tell. That'll be my show and tell. Anyway, the next day it was show and tell. And we had some free time, right? And it was like a craft kind of thing. And what I did in my craft afternoon, I guess you'd call it, is I made a Simpsons board game with like I got like a big bit of like cardboard like poster
great, great.
Cardboard.
Yeah, that's Simpsons. Sick.
Yeah, I think it's really creative. Like, what a fun thing for a kid to do. Like, oh, you land on Homer, doll, go back 2 spaces.
Awesome. Yeah,
I'd play that now.
Yeah, yeah, and I thought it was a great. And then so when show and tell came round, I was like, I'm really keen to show off my Simpsons board game to the class. But what my teacher, Mrs. Rinaldi, by the way, I've tried to look her up. I've tried to fucking... If anyone knows Mrs. Rinaldi, who taught at Blair State Primary School, she's probably dead
is
by
this
now.
Where it's very the, hard. Is this where she, the hatred for Italians came from?
Yeah.
It's all starting to make sense.
Yeah. This is the genesis. This is
it's
the
very
genesis.
Hard to look women so up she, on Facebook because they get married and they change their last name. A bloke I was speaking to was telling me about this.
Who's this bloke?
Don't worry about it. But you try and look them up, their names change. That's all
I would
saying.
Say Mrs. Rinaldi's probably already married, you silly cunt.
Yeah, but divorce, you know, it's Brisbane.
Yeah, but she could have divorced.
Yeah.
And there's no way she wouldn't have.
Yeah, what? I know, this sweetheart of a woman.
Cameron doesn't believe in divorce. Yeah. He reckons you got to lock in with whatever mongrel you grabbed when you were 18. Yeah. So forgive him. Okay. Yeah, people get divorced. They change their last name. You fucking retard.
Yeah,
okay?
not my family, mate.
But anyway, so this is like, I don't even know if this will be funny because this is bordering on like bad.
Oh, no, I know
shit,
this story.
Right?
It's very funny.
So she then, what she does, like, I go up to show my Simpsons board game for show and tell. And she goes, I've got a better idea for show and tell. I'm going to show you my perfume. And she pulled out the perfume.
She big dogged you.
And she poured it on my head. And so she's like, oh, yeah, now you stink. And then she made everyone in the class smell me to smell how much I stank. What? And then at the end of that, then she go, like, I go, can I show my Simpsons board game? She's like, no, we're out of time. And then I ran home and I screwed up my Simpsons board game and threw it in the bin.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
And then went home. So, yeah, there you go. And then it was really hard too because my parents, at the time, being a little kid, like I tried to explain this to my parents, you know, but as a little kid, you go, yeah, my teacher's picking on me. And they're like, well, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you know, every kid thinks their teacher's picking on them. So, yeah. You know, nothing ever got done. But I reckon it explains a lot about the kind of person I am.
Don't ever try anything creative because people think you stink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But that was...
fucked to pour something that she owns on you and go, now doesn't Greg stink? Like, fuck...
Yeah. On a child as well. Like, it's a child. We're
put it on you, cunt. You bought it. Your dog shit husband bought it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but she fucking... Oh, and that wasn't the worst thing that ever got on me in that same grade. I remember my friend, his name was Duncan. He once grabbed me and pulled me across the school. Like, I was literally playing soccer on one end of the school and all the way on the other end, he dragged me all the way across the school. He's like, I've got to show you this funny thing. And then he took me into the boys' toilets and someone had done a shit on the floor. And, you know, in primary school, that was the best. Like, you know, when someone has done a shit on the floor, you're like, fuck, yeah. But I was not that impressed, or maybe not as impressed as he wanted me to be. Like, I just went, oh, yeah, there's a shit on the floor. Like, I kind of hate this. And then he thought it would be funny to then pick it up and throw it at me. And then he just walked off. And this was, like, my mate, too. Like, this was my best
Duncan.
Friend in that primary school. And then he just walked off. And then I'm just standing there washing my shirt off. And then I remember the school captain came in. He goes, what are you doing? You're covered in water. Like a year 7 kid. But at the time, he seemed like an adult. And I said, oh, someone threw a poo at me. And then he's like, oh, let's go talk to the teacher. And then we talked. And then Duncan got in big trouble. So, you know.
Did he barehand it? Just pick it up?
Yeah, straight up barehanded the shit.
Kids
but this guy was a grot. Like, he was the kind of kid, like, at any given moment, if you go, oi, do you know where a dead bird is? He'd be like, yeah, I got your sword. Like,
here's a map I drew.
There's a dead something. I've got some gross shit I can show you. He was a psycho.
Was this in Ipswich?
Yeah, that
fuck
was an Ipswich.
Fuck yeah, that's a very Ipswich. I bet you Duncan didn't wash his hand when he left either. He just fucking hoiked that at you and left.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't think he ever washed his hand. He was a weird kid. Catholic, too. I remember staying at his house and then we'd have to go to the Catholic. I don't know what they do. What's the thing you do where you eat the biscuits?
Confession.
Anyway.
Communion?
Communion, yeah. Confession. Yeah.
Communion. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you told me about, like, didn't you get arrested fucking up a civic video?
Fucking up. No, well, no, it was, I mean, I've been arrested. I have been arrested, but not for that. I was yelled at by the cops. That was, you know, after a big night, it was my birthday. It was my...
How old?
Oof. I want to say 19 or 20.
Yeah.
I forget.
This
I
is
forget
Goth
which.
Greg.
Yeah, this was Goth Greg. This was peak Goth Greg, because we had been to a goth club in Brisbane called Faith. Faith Nightclub. And I was there all night, and we were doing a lot of speed.
Hell yeah.
We were really
good. What
were
the tunes? Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, it was always the playlist was always the same. It's always going to be some Nine Inch Nails, like Closer. That always
the Downward
play Closer.
Spiral.
They'd always play a bit of Rammstein. Great. Yeah, that and then be
dancing?
Like, you know, they'd put in a little bit of black metal and stuff. They'd put Manson in there, but I remember there was always a They Might Be Giants song, Birdhouse in Your Soul. They'd always play that. But yeah, like you could set your watch to what songs would be on there. Tea Party, they'd play a bit of Tea Party. And anyway, so we were there, high as fuck, and then when we get home, we're at my house in West End. We haven't slept in ages. And
living with your parents?
I don't know why. No. Like, I'd moved out of home then.
Oh, big Greg.
Yeah, I moved out of home as soon as I could. Got on the dole as soon as I could. Got the fuck out of there. Straight on the dole. And
how times have changed.
This is, yeah. Yeah, oh, man. So I we were there at my house, and then I don't know why, but we had, like, I was in the kitchen and someone was like, why have you got turnips in your kitchen? Like, who the fuck has turnips? Like, what are you, like a 17th century peasant? Like, what are you doing with turnips? I was like, I don't know. I think I bought some turnips from the shop because they were cheap and I was going to cook something with turnips. And my other friend said, oh, let's write our names on the turnips and then go to the Video Easy next door, because there's a Video Easy right next to my place, and it had a really steep car park.
Already, this is an open and shut case.
Yeah.
And we were just doing turnip. We were just like six or seven goths high on speed rolling turnips down a Video Easy car park. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that? You know?
Like, society would say there is.
Yeah. And then when we sort of got bored with rolling the turnips down, I started just throwing them as hard as I could at the wall of the Video Easy. Just as, or Civic Video, I forget which one. It was a Civic Video.
Trying
Video
to smash it up for the gruel you're going to make later.
Yeah. And then, and right as I'd smashed the second one, I just heard this cop go, "Oi, stop that." And then I looked over and there was a cop. And I didn't even remember, like, the Video Easy sort of backed on. There was a police station behind the Video Easy and he was leaning over the back fence. Mm. Just this cop leaning over the back fence going, "Stop that." And I went, "Oh." And then he looked at me and goes, "Mate, you're as big as a mountain and you're acting like a goat. Stop it." And so that was, and that was that. And then I, and then we left and we just basically ran home. And then I think we did drugs for another 24 hours after that without sleeping.
It's good he got a fat slur in there. Good on him, cop.
I love that as a saying. I'll never go on record as saying again. I'll never go on record as saying I love something the cop said, but I don't mind that.
Yeah, big as a mountain, acting like a goat. And at the time I wasn't even that. I mean, I wasn't like a big fatty like I am now, but I guess I've always been a tall.
Yeah,
boy.
You're just a big unit.
You're huge.
Yeah.
How goats?
Alfie Langer. NRL's Alfie Langer once called me a big unit when I was in primary school.
Fuck yeah.
No greater honour for a Queenslander.
Yeah.
If that's not on your CV, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Alfie Langer brought unstuck when they brought in camera phones and he was caught dancing on the tables at the Norman B in his undies.
Really?
Yeah.
What a cunt.
The little general.
So you said Bunnings is a bit hectic during ISO or whatever. Mm. Man, I couldn't get over this. I went to get a coffee today, like at my local cafe, and I caught this cunt in front of Coles, coughing, dry as fuck cough, and then spitting on the fucking street.
Fucking hell.
Unbelievable. It's just like, people are like going crazy.
I am seeing the footage and stuff coming out of Italy and America and just thinking, God, please bring this wrath here to Australia. These dogs deserve it. It's just... I don't understand how people can be that fucking dumb.
It's crazy.
And fucked.
Do you think... Would you be like... Because you're a little bit of a bigger fella. Are you worried about getting it?
Oh, yeah, big time. And I'm also a hypochondriac anyway. Yeah. So I'm like... And as I said, my partner's a teacher, right? So and this is me definitely mugging off my partner. When I came back, because I was up in Brisbane when this
kicked off,
started kicking off. When people were starting to say, I reckon the festival's going to get cancelled, or, you know, Melbourne Comedy Festival's going to get cancelled, I reckon, all this stuff. And so because I was freaking out, drove back from Brisbane instead of
flying.
And felt justified as soon as I saw a news report saying that Virgin staff were infected with the coronavirus.
Did you rent a car or your own car?
Yeah, I already had a rental, so that was all sort of covered anyway. Cool. So it was fine. I had one up there. But it was just a big, long drive. Great, great time. I love a big drive. I've always been someone who loves a big drive. Yeah.
Get a few snacks going, a couple of tunes.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was the best. And so I get back here. I get to Melbourne. And then, because my partner's a teacher, and I'm very paranoid because I, A, am a hypochondriac regardless.
And gay.
B, I've definitely got, you know, like respiratory like I've got chronic bad sinus.
And don't forget, right? Gay.
And also, I'm a big fat. I'm a big fat boy.
A gay one at that.
Big fat.
You just keep saying gay, and it's getting nothing.
I'm not backing down. I'm the mountain. You're the goat.
You see, the funny thing is, because of the Zoom, because like I can't, like sometimes I'll miss. Like I thought you did say that, but I thought no, he couldn't. Like he wouldn't have just said that. Like he wouldn't have just gone gay. Like, you know, and
you're not talking to a bunch of 8 year olds. Surely you can just say gay in the middle of your sentence.
Can't I live on low hanging fruit? I eat it all day.
This is not a comedy club in the Gold Coast, you know, of course. But anyway, so I get home and my partner, because she's a teacher and she's teaching at a school filled with kids, there's sick kids everywhere. Nothing's going on, right? Like there's sick teachers, sick kids, there's no rules, it's just bedlam. It's just bedlam and chaos. And chaos reigns. So I was just like, I'm not, like, because we live in a big enough house, we're not going to talk, like, we can't be in the same room at the same time.
You live together, but yeah.
Yeah, we live together, but then I was like, you can have whatever, and she's like, she's in the bedroom, and then so I'm in the spare room, and then, you know, and apparently I'm a bad person for doing this, but I feel... And in the end of the day, neither of us were sick. She didn't get sick at all. But still, I had a quarantine system. I'm just following the World Health Organization
this
rules.
Is proto.
Oh yeah, cool.
That's all I'm doing.
Yeah,
that's,
the kind that was that's all paid off by China to say everything's fine. Yeah, that's a good one. To,
yeah, that's
wait. Is that true? Yeah.
That fucking guy's like let everyone travel from China. Oh, really? There's no problem. And like he's taking personal contributions, whatever his name is.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit, man. It's all fucking...
You're the only bloke I know that puts himself in the doghouse, mate.
Yeah. Well, mate, when I need to go in the doghouse, I'll get... But that's the thing. We all have to make sacrifices
Let me ask you a question. Did you happen to buy a new PlayStation game the day before you implemented this shit? Because this feels very... I'm going to get a bit of Greg time in here. And Modern Warfare just came out.
It's very cunning. I like it.
I love it.
Well, Animal Crossing on Switch, but yeah, okay, whatever. That's got nothing to do with anything.
Interesting.
You were one of the earliest adopters of this that I heard, because I was talking to you when you were in Sydney, and you were supposed to go to Singapore, I think, for a gig.
Oh, yeah.
And you were called, whispers of a virus, and you're like, I'm not fucking going. I don't think I should go.
Whispers of a Virus is a good name for a band, I reckon. For like a Norwegian black metal band.
Fuck, you're just getting your turnip throwing arm ready to go, aren't you? You're fucking warming up.
Despite all my rage.
No, but I feel like, and because I, you know, I've been watching the news and I saw this when it first came out in China and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it has been, people have been saying for ages that, you know, shit will go down. And everyone's just acting like, nah, but it won't though. You know, something will happen and it won't go down somehow. But I was also very conscious of it because I did go to my GP, right? So basically I had this trip to Singapore planned and it was purely on points, right? Because I'd built up over the years so many points that I'd never used for anything.
Very braggadocious.
And I had all these... So very
braggadocious. Welcome. You think you're better than us?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Boys, get in first Jetstar flight. We're going to go flog this cunt in Melbourne, all right?
Yeah, you fucking come to Melbourne, cunt.
Come to Melbourne, cunt. We'll come to Melbourne, no problem.
I'm going to crawl there.
No, but so I'd saved up all these points, and I literally wanted to go somewhere before Comedy Festival, and I was like, I could... Greg, you deserve a holiday.
Sure.
You deserve a holiday. You've got this free. It's a free holiday, you know, with Virgin points. So I'm going over there, and I specifically also did it because I got some email from Virgin, and someone said the company was in trouble. So I was like, I better use my points in case they all
keep them going,
disappear. Yeah. You know, something happens to them.
Go on the way it ends it.
Yeah, exactly. And then I immediately thought, well, you know what? I can do gigs over there too. You know, there's expats, there's gigs in
You are very industrious, aren't you, Greg?
Make shit worthwhile.
You are very industrious, aren't you?
I'm a very industrious
gentleman. You see opportunity everywhere.
I see a window and I use it as a door. I don't understand. So I booked some gigs over there and some like good paying gigs. Like, fuck, I was making more money going to Singapore doing gigs than I would at any comedy club in Australia.
How much?
So, oh, like not much, like 300 a gig.
Yeah. How many gigs?
I think I'd only booked in like three. Mm. Like I'd do it like a weekend sort of run.
How much did I give you at the store? Headline
kind of.
He's baiting you here. He's being a dog cunt, Greg. You don't have to answer him, mate.
I don't get anywhere near that much. But anyway, so I was going to go over there. I was going to do all these gigs. But then I talked to my GP and I was like, how worried should I be about this virus thing? And she's like, honestly, I'd avoid it. Like, I'd avoid going to Singapore. And then the thing that clinched it was like a friend of mine's dad works in infectious diseases for Queensland Health. Mm. And he was saying like, oh, there could be more travel bans coming and Singapore's already got cases and blah, blah, blah. And then I saw it. Singapore was starting to shut things down.
I think the...
And I just went, fuck this. I'm cancelling the trip. I'm not...
You got in trouble for cancelling it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I got in trouble for cancelling it. But the thing was, and
from
I wasn't
who?
So worried. It wasn't just about like, oh, I'm going to get sick and die. It was also, if there was some kind of travel ban that came in while I was there, am I going to get stuck in quarantine?
Yeah.
The Singaporean government was saying if you're showing symptoms, you're locked in the hospital for 14 days, no questions
really?
Asked. Really? So it was
here
like...
Here they put you up in the Hilton.
Yeah, and I was like...
They put you up in the Hilton here.
Nah, it's a hospital in Singapore, man.
No, but if you're coming back, you go to the Hilton.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Don't
true.
Rub my but leg,
I,
cunt.
I would like...
I'm not moving.
Rub on my leg. His hand.
So I just didn't want to miss my comedy festival and all this kind of stuff. You know, what happens if... So yeah, I was an early adopter. And now, in retrospect, fuck, I wish I'd gone to Singapore. I didn't need to, like, I could have just gone there, had some Singapore chili crab, had one last fun time before the world went to shit.
Yeah.
And Virgin's going to go under for sure now. So
I got one real good pub session in before the lockdown and I'm so grateful for it because it was so good. And I'm just hanging on to it with two hands. Obviously now the way we're recording, we're all in different locations and I haven't seen my mates in a long time and I just would have given anything to have a few beers with the boys, but you know, it is what it is, Greg, you know?
God, I miss it.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Fuck. I'm a jealous boy. But that was Singapore. So I was an early adopter. I knew what was up. I saw the writing on the wall.
You've been flattening the curve since fucking December, Greg.
Yeah, I flatten any curve I see. That's they call me the curve flattener. The curve flattener. He's here. Flatten them curves, boys. Come on, who's got a curve? Let me flatten it for you. Yeah.
Cushions beware.
That's a good looking curve.
Well, speaking of jealousy, if you could go on one hot day with anyone on the other end of the line, who would it be?
One hot date with anyone.
Yeah,
of
but
you
got you can only choose one.
Is death not an option? Or is it?
I think he's talking about me, dude.
One hot date with anyone, I'd be Duggan.
Fuck yeah,
sure. Really?
Queensland boy.
Yeah, loves it. Exactly. That's it. The Queensland.
You fucking Queensland idiots connection. Didn't realise you got two Queenslanders. 2 weeks in a row, sucked in. This is what happens when you let me book the guests. Can't.
I don't think you can be goth and Queenslander. I think you got to secede if you're a goth.
It doesn't add up,
dude.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, the date. You need a lot to talk about on the date. Plus, you know, like my dad was a butcher.
Mm.
There you go.
Know, before he was a cop. He's a cop, and then he was a butcher before. So you know, I could. He's a cop, my dad. I was not a cop anymore. He's now.
Yeah, as you love the filth.
I fucking hate him. I mean, your dad's probably like, he's probably the only good one.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones. He's one of the good ones. Like, most of them, but he's one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of cops, Greg, you had one of the greatest all-time mug-offs I've ever seen when you got this fucking Greg Hunt cunt on Twitter. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was... Okay, so what happened? And I remember when...
This is so good. I saw this unfolding.
Yeah, I cannot believe you pulled this off.
Wait. Oh, no. Wait, are you talking about Mark Ellis?
Yeah, that guy. Sorry, that's a...
Mark Ellis, yeah. I thought you were talking about Greg Hunt and liking the porno tweet, which I was like, that's not that much of a mug off. I just keep telling him he liked the porno tweet.
From what was the handle that he liked?
It was the BBW Cum Pumper 69. And the tweet was, who is your favourite facial queen to jack off to? And
he's
Minister
just
for Health.
How did you catch this?
He's liked
How did you
it
catch it?
At 3 in the morning. I didn't personally catch it. Like, Pedestrian or something caught it. Like, it was a news story.
Yep.
And we did a story about it. We did a story about it on Tonightly, where we did a sort of... Because he said to the Australian Federal Police, he actually filed an official investigation because he said, oh, I must have been hacked. Mm. And it was just so funny to me that he just... The dirty dog was up at night having a bat. And then he's decided, nah, I was hacked by the Chinese government and I have to file an official thing with the AFP. And we made a sketch for it on Tonightly where I was playing Greg Hunt logging a complaint with the Australian Federal Police. And the lawyers came back to us and said, it just seems like you're implying that Greg Hunt really did like that.
But he
porno
did
tweet.
Like it.
And that's exactly what I said. I said, I'm not implying anything. I'm directly saying he definitely is lying. Like, he definitely, like... And so they didn't let me do it. With the sketch still went to air, but I was playing myself, Greg Larson, and I was in a similar situation.
That's way funnier.
The best one... Yeah. but the Mark Ellis thing. So back to Mark Ellis was... This is a whole bit in my...
I saw the show.
Comedy
it was
show. It was a good was show. Awesome. And it's... I got a comment, like, the people listening can't hear this, but I got a big communist banner behind me.
Yeah, I can see that.
You guys can probably see.
Comrade Che Guevara, dude.
Which is from the show. Yeah, it costs $1,000.
When I saw Rage Against the Machine, they came out to the Internationale. It's an old communist chant, yeah.
That's hot,
it was
brother.
Good. Just tell you, you know, you tell your stories, I'll give you little insights into my life.
But yeah, so anyway, so this guy Mark Ellis, right? This was a guy, and I hadn't heard of him at the time, but he was on a Channel 9 interview, right? Because he was running for state government in Queensland, and he was running with the One Nation Party. And the thing that I love the most, right, is watching this interview, and he's been interviewed on Channel 9, on the media, like, you know, 6 p.m. news or whatever time the news is on, he's there, it's his big interview to announce his political career, and the first question is, hey, Mark, in, like, 1994, why did you and 5 other police officers abduct 3 Indigenous boys? Like, abduct them and torture them in the bush? And... Like, he did do that, right? That's a thing that he definitely did do. He was, like, there was a court case and everything. But just the look in his eyes where he was like, oh, fuck, I didn't know I was going to be asked about this. It's like, what the fuck? The fuck is wrong with you, cunt? Like, if you're abducting kids in the bush, they're probably going to ask you about it in a political
come on. Did he pull the old Mal Meninga and just pull the stumps up and go, I can't deal with this?
Yeah. Oof. But anyway, so I, you know, as a reasonable, calm man, you know, I was furious and I was like, I'm going to get this cunt. I'm going to get him. How am I going to get him? And I immediately started Googling. And it wasn't hard because he had a security business, right? So he had this security business and I found its Facebook and like all the stuff. And then I added him as a friend on Facebook. And I just created a fake Facebook profile with a baby as the profile picture and then a hold mute as the cover. And then I'd gotten hit.
Incognito.
And his...
Slipped right through.
Oh, it's just...
Double agent.
It's just anyone from Brisbane. This is the perfect cover.
So I got basically, and I forget exactly where I got it, but I got his mobile number. I got his personal mobile phone number. I called it.
Weren't you saying that he just had it listed on his Facebook page like a fuckhead?
Yeah, that's right. And if you're friends with him, that's right. Yeah, if you're friends with him, like it just appears, you know. Like, and so I'm like, oh, you fucking, you dumb cunt. So I've rung him up and he's answered just, hello, Mark Ellis. And I was like, I got this guy. And so what I did was, and I also noticed that he didn't have his own Twitter account.
Oof.
He didn't have a Twitter at all. So I just used a couple of photos from him on his Facebook thing and made a One Nation banner and stuff. And I just said, hello, Australia. Mark Ellis here. Starting an official Twitter. There's a lot of rumors swirling about me. So let's have a conversation. And it was, I think it was Michael Hing was the first person to catch on to it. Or not catch on, like he genuinely thought it was Mark. Everybody thought it was Mark Ellis, right? And he said, like, let's have a conversation about why you abducted kids. And then so I, as Mark Ellis, I'm going, technically it was never a kidnapping. It was actually coercion. So you're actually wrong there.
Re-education through labor.
Yeah. And I just kept, you know, so, and just basically, you know, put my foot in it and just saying just horrible shit. And it's like, who cares? They were just rat bags anyway, blah, blah, blah. And one thing I kept doing was posting his phone number going, mate, if you got a problem, just give me a call. Like, I've got nothing to hide. Call me up and let's talk. And the craziest thing about the whole thing was like at one point, someone from The Guardian messaged my Mark Ellis Twitter account and said, oh, we'd like to do an interview with you. Can we call you at some point to do an interview over the phone? And I was just like, holy shit, oh, fuck. And so I was walking around the house for about half an hour trying to get like, hello, this is Mark Ellis. Hey, mate, yeah, how's it going? Yeah, but former cop from up in Queensland, like trying to get the voice right. But before right when I said, yeah, I'm ready for the call, is when they clued in like, nah, this is, you know, because the real Mark Ellis started getting on damage control going, it's not me, it's not me. But by that point, his tweets, like my tweets had already gone viral, like everyone had seen him, people were sharing, like going, this is a train wreck. There was news articles in other countries about Mark Ellis, people thinking it's real, going, the train wreck of a politician, you know, people. And even like just like a couple of months ago, someone shared, oh, if you think American politicians are bad, remember this Australian guy who had a meltdown on Twitter. And I was like, this is me, cunt. I'm so angry that I didn't get as much credit for that as I should have. But anyway,
that's unbelievable.
One of my favorite tweets that you did in that thing was, I'm taking my dog for a walk. Yes, I will bring him back. I'm not abducting him. Anyone asks, yes, I will bring him back.
Yes, I'm not going to leave him in the
bush.
Yeah,
I will bring him back and he will return with his shoes.
Yeah, but anyway, so I literally 2 days later, Mark Ellis announced he was resigning because he was getting too many phone calls.
So you like enacted change in the world.
Yeah, that's it. And that was the end, like the end of my show was me going, and that's the real message. If you want to enact change, you need to have threats of violence against the far right. And that's the best way. And then a communist banner drops down and I started talking about putting their heads on spikes.
I remember, yeah.
Palm
very
House
funny.
Or whatever. But yeah, so I feel like I did some good in the world by having people harass a racist.
Yeah, that's how you cancel a cunt.
Yeah, that's... Absolutely.
Don't you think Mr. Yeah. Oily had more impact socially than that?
Yeah, I think Mr. Oily had a lot of cut through, you know, like, and I think people sort of, they could see themselves in Mr. Oily, you know what I mean? It was a bit...
Yeah, well, he's so slippery and reflective that they definitely could. They just look into the screen and...
Yeah, but I definitely had a lot of... A lot of older men from America messaged me that were very keen on Mr. Oily.
Did you actually?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was quite flattering. I was like, really.
What were they asking you?
Oh, nothing much. Like this guy was just going, oh, the Portland. It was in America. He goes, the Portland Bears have seen you, and we love what you do.
In these tough financial times, have you thought about reaching out to them?
Yeah, would
again?
You would you suck any of these blokes off or what?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, like I'll do whatever for for anything. I'm up for whatever.
Yeah.
Just, it's
oh
lockdown.
Yeah. Isolate away from the missus, sucking off a beer.
Yeah. I had thought about doing Mr. Oily. I'd mentioned doing an OnlyFans.
Just going, hell yeah,
Mr. Oily. But the thing is, it's just the oil costs so much money. Like you need a good amount of oil, and you can't. And the thing I learned the hard way doing Mr. Oily is you can't. you can't cheap out on it. It has to be good.
Extra virgin and above.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I did it on Tonightly twice, and one time it was like
canola oil,
premium grade. You know, the first time it was the proper premium grade olive oil, and all that. And apart from like it burns your eyes, it was. I felt people commented like the next day they were like, "Your skin is glowing. Like you just look so good." But the next time we did it, they were just like, "Look, we don't have the budget for the good shit. We're just gonna get some like black and gold canola, and you know, or just vegetable oil mix." And it felt
I wouldn't fry chips in this.
Yeah, exactly. And it felt like it, I don't know how something can feel so oily and so dry at the same time. Like it felt like it was drying out my skin.
What an insane sentence.
But, it was just awful. It was just an awful time for me. Yeah, that was the oily times. Oily times.
It was the best of times. It was the oily of times. Oh, fuck. That's so funny.
You've had some red hot mug offs in your day, Greg. I'll give you that, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and there's plenty more to come. I hope that I can mug off. I can mug off and be mugged.
Have you ever taken revenge on someone? We never get to that.
He fucking just destroyed this right, far right cunt.
I mean, that's not really.
That's not revenge.
That's more of a vendetta, isn't it? Like,
you're
a vigilante at that point.
That's one of the greatest I've ever done, heard.
I've tried revenge that hasn't really worked. Oh, you know, no, I did a similar.
See, cunt, I knew it was worth asking.
I've done a few like little revenge things. Henry taught me a trick. Henry Stone, for everyone.
What, to steal envelopes from whatever business you're working for and sell them online?
He taught me a lot of tricks. That's one of them.
That's a Stone original. What? Go for the express post and whatever shit job you're in and sell them online. It's actually genius because they're so expensive. Like one of them is like $3.
Yeah, they're fucking expensive. But anyway, one of the tricks he taught me was just put an ad on Gumtree with someone you hate. If you know their phone number, put an ad on Gumtree. You know, and whatever the console is at the time, whatever the new console is, you know, PS4, Nintendo Switch, whatever. So you got one new in the box, unwanted prize. I've already got one. You know, I just want to get rid of it. $50.
Slash someone's name that you hate.
Yeah, and
he did do that. He did this to me, man.
And their name and their number.
Now they.
Oh, did he?
As soon as you're saying this, I'm just logging the information. But he had brand new iPhone 5. This was a while ago. In the box, $100, and my phone melted the fuck down. Like. Completely gone. I had to turn it off for days and then like contact Gumtree. I fucking hit him up about it. Like, did you do this? And he goes, no, I didn't do it. He definitely did.
Yeah, that's him for sure.
Old cunt.
But I just remembered too, I incorporated that, and this is kind of like a Henry Mark Ellis racism crossover, right? Where, and this was years before Mark Ellis. Me and my friends, like someone had sent me like this link to a Facebook group that was, and this was in the early days of Facebook when Facebook was new. And
you're at Harvard.
You didn't know what, I was at Harvard, I was just creating it in my room, it was just me and some, we'd someone had found like this Facebook page that was something like, fuck off, we're full, Australia, get out, like immigrants, get out, like this racist.
And you're thinking, these are all great ideas.
I'm really, tell me what you're...
Who's the admin? I'd like to meet him.
But me and a few friends had started trolling the page and trolling them and going, fuck you, and you know, all this stuff. And this is when I first learned the trick. If you create a fake Facebook profile and add someone as a friend, if they're an idiot, which these people were, they'll often have their phone number available to you. And that's how I knew about Mark Ellis, right? And so I'd gotten... this dude's phone number that had been posting a lot and saying he was, you know, he's going to kill immigrants and all this kind of stuff. And I just I used his phone number and just and found like a swingers forum. And just been like, hey, Anyone up for some dogging this weekend? Me and my wife. Here's the number. Just call us. Text message. Pics. I said, please send pics. We want to see face and cock shots.
To the listener, dogging is public sex in area weird public areas.
Public sex in public places where anyone can get involved.
I loved. How'd they get the name dogging? Is it because someone titled
it? I think it might be connected
to
the style that is most attractive to it, because you're not going to commission
or that,
it.
Or that dogs. Or maybe that dogs like to root and they don't care who knows it.
These are all good theories.
Here I am thinking that someone ties up their dog and goes and just tells your missus.
I think it might be.
I like that as well. That's a good theory as well.
It might just be because it's for the dogs.
Yeah, you got to be a real dog to be into that.
You got to be a dirty dog.
A rough.
Fuck. Suddenly this is like, this is already a pretty masculine podcast, but that is just,
that was,
like, we're all just barking
like dogs. That was our, this is a real Rick Roll shit.
Talking about rooting and barking like dogs. This is the boys.
You just hit our war cry.
The boys are on the
you
scene.
You just hit our war cry, baby. What's it, a full moon out there? Ow!
Couple of horny wolves.
So anyway, I'd posted this dude's phone number, and almost immediately he'd posted on the Facebook group, "Oh, very funny guys, someone had posted my number. I'm getting calls from all these dudes that want to have sex. I don't even give a shit. It's just I'm laughing about it. I actually think it's funny. So you've actually fucked yourself, right?" And then I'd like forgot about it, and the next day, 24 hours later, I went back onto the group, and he's just posting, "The police have been called. Like, the number, the calls won't stop. Stop, please. I'm begging you to stop. Like, whoever did this, I'm begging you, please stop it." It was so good.
Man, fucking cop that for being a racist cunt.
Yeah. That's it, man. That's fucking it. That's a marvel.
I always thought it was pretty funny. You might have even been at this event, but there's like someone filmed like there was some big like all racists meet together in Melbourne festival or something. Do you remember that? And
I remember. I wasn't there. I think I was recovering from gallbladder surgery.
Oh yeah, that's a reasonable excuse. That's all right. We'll let you off the hook for that one, Greg. But I think Corey White got punched. It was a whole thing. But I remember they put up like the chat. They filmed like a few of the speeches. First two guys, exactly what you expect, like white guys, neck tattoos. I mean, these guys, they're killing. They're getting a lot of fucking support. Third guy, because it was like a bringing together of all race. Third guy, Indian guy, he gets up to rail against Muslims and gets noticeably less. Everyone's like, "Well, how the fuck did he get up there?"
I mean, I like the message. I don't like the bloke.
Yeah, like the first, like it's like a 10, and a 4.5 like crowd reaction. Like everyone's like, fuck this."
I love it when they'd always, you know, those racists would always use, they'd always have one guy where they basically use him and go, "Oh, if we're so racist,
what about this?
How do you explain this?"
How did we?
And then there's a photo of all these Nazis, and then just right in the corner, you just see one brown face, and they've circled it with arrows pointing to it, going, "Fucking checkmate, libtards."
If we're racist, then have we managed to find this mentally disabled man to join us?
This guy dribbled all the way in the door. Get him in the photo.
How did we manage to get this race trader on board? Checkmate. Not racist, false premise.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, it's been a red hot. It's we're at our allotted time. We don't like to go into overtime because Cameron's got to get back to Coles, and you know.
Yeah, I got some dogging to do.
He's doing it as well now. It's great. Man, thank you so much, Greg, for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh, no worries. Thank you. It's been a great
time. This has been great. Have you got anything you want to plug, Greg? You've got your podcast. I love it.
The Grub, the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Grub. It's a sketch comedy podcast with me and Ann Edmonds and Ben Russell. And
three of the best.
Three of the greats.
Yeah, It's a lot of fun. If you haven't heard it before, check it, because there's like 60 episodes out already that are all free. We got a Patreon that's got heaps of bonus content and shit that we're doing. We're really going hard on that at the moment because we all lost our jobs.
Sure,
totally, yeah. Support Greg Mays.
But yeah, just check out The Grub. That's it.
One of the absolute greats. One of the funniest guys going. If you ever get a chance to see him, go do that. Also, like and subscribe on our shit, The Mug Off, on the iTunes.
The Instagram page, Mug Off 69.
Check that out. That's where we post all the clips. And it's just
the most mature Instagram handle, Mug Off 69.
Things. Yeah, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I just sent us your new dog.
Yeah, sending your doggy photos. Also, Cameron's trying to get a girlfriend. We've got no hot chick submissions. So, have you got any photos of you?
Face and tits.
We promise see them both. We'll flick them on. But me and Yaz.
Yeah, I have no access to this account. It's just you.
Nah,
we don't want you to get beating each other off.
We don't want you to get your hopes up. We're going to them and then we'll send them through if they're any good. Okay.
If the personality matches.
Exactly. And that will take this.
All right, retards. Thanks so much for coming in, Greg. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, brother. See you next week.
The Mug Off.
The world is a vampire.